of Mivaseret. We are continuing with the halachas of Yaimi. And we are up to Reish Chaf Gimel, Sif Beis, Meis Aviv. So we're continuing the halachas of when you say Atova Meitiv, when you say Shechianu. So Meis Aviv, a person's father passes away. Mivarech Dayan HaEmes. He makes the bracha of Dayan HaEmes. Hayu lo mamon sheyirashu. If you had money that you were yoresh, meaning you had property that you were yoresh from, that someone was yoresh from their father, so imein lo achim mivarech gam kein shechianu. So if his father passes away, so for his father passing away, obviously he says baruch dayan emes. But for the big yerusha, if he has no brothers, he says shechianu. Im yesh lo achim, but if he has brothers, Mkom Shachianu Mivarech, he'll make the bracha of Hatova Meitiv. Rama, Shein Mivarech Hatova Meitiv, Elin Ken Yeshlo Shut V'Sposo Tova. Because, as we said earlier, the only time you make Hatova HaMeitiv is when there is some type of joint impact of the benefit and the good. That's when you'll make Hatova HaMeitiv, otherwise you'll make a Shehecheyanu. Sikaton Ches. Meis Aviv, Hu Adin Shar Adam Kasher. The same is true for any other Adam Kasher, any other person who is a good person. She Adam Mitzayir Alav, that a person has tsar over his death. To Hu Bechlal Shmuos Ros, that is considered Shmuos Ros. So if you hear someone who passes away, and he was a good person, and you're in pain because of the loss of this person, you'll make also a bracha of dynamis. Miyu, however, ha'olam noagin levarech b'lo shei mafus. The minag ha'olam is, if he's not your father, he's another person, so you hear someone pass away, so what do you say? This would become the minag ha'olam. You say, what's the first thing you say when you hear someone passed away? You say, baruch dayan emes. Okay? Hi, emes. Ve'eino Nachon, he says. Really, it's not right. Really, you're supposed to, if you have tsar over someone who passes away, maybe we don't have enough tsar. Maybe, well, but really it's not proper, and you should say it. However, he says, al kolponim al talmud chacham shemes. He says, bottom line though, if it's a talmud chacham that died and you hear, shetzarech b'vadai lezonein ulezmamer al zeh, or you for sure should feel the loss and the pain, and you should be wailing over this. So then, for sure, you should make the bracha baruch dayanemes with the Shem Hashem. V'chein al krovav shechayev l'savel aleihem, and for sure on any relative that you are chayev to do avelus for. Vadai Yaskir, for sure, it's not only for your father, but any of the relatives that you sit shiva for sure you should also make the bracha b'shem ha'malchus, you make the bracha of Baruch Dayan Emes with Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Dayan Emes, and that's what you see at funerals. You'll see not only a son for a father, but all the relatives also say, the ones that are sitting shiva, the ones that will sit shiva, will say the bracha Dayan Emes with the Shem Umachus. Sif katan tes gam kein shechianu. So you have a scenario where not only do you say Dayana Emes over a father passing away, but also you'll say shechianu after you get the big yerusha. So he says sif katan tes gam kein shechianu. Okay, haynu mitchila Dayana Emes. First, you say before shechianu, you say Dayana Emes over the father passing away, and amal elbows up. Only afterwards, Shechianu al nechassim. Only afterwards, you say Shechianu on the nechassim shenisharu lo miito that were left over by him. V'after yoyser hayamisrata shelo yamis aviv lo yeshenu. And even though a person, a normal person, would rather his father not die and not getting the yerusha, mikol makom yachal levarech Shechianu. Still, you could make a Shechianu. Why? Dein bracha zu tluya b'simcha. This bracha is not a function of simcha. Ela b'davar shemagia lo to'elas mimenu. It's rather anything that you gain something from and you recognize it. V'afal pisha misarev ima sarev anacha. Even though there is mixed in this benefit, obviously pain, okay, sarev v'anacha, it's still something that you say shechiyadu for, because objectively you got something good and you recognize that. Bimkaim shechiyanu, in place of shechiyanu, what do you say? You say atova meitu. Rotzalomar, you say sheshuv lo yivarech, could be a yomi guy. Rotzalomar, sheshuv lo yivarech shechiyanu, keivan sheyesh bazeh tova gam le'achiv. So this means to say that you don't make a shechiyanu. Why? Because since it is good for the brother, that the brother, that the bro is also getting a benefit from the fact that the brother is also getting a yerusha, so you don't say shechiyanu. You say atova meiti. Rotzalomar sheshuv lo yivarech shechiyanu keivan sheyesh bazeh tova gam le'achiv. This is good for the brother. The yuchal levarech birkat tova umeitiv, and therefore you can make the bracha of tova meitiv. Amru lo shemesa ishto. If a person finds out that his wife, he hears that his wife passes away, v'henicha mamon, and he cleaned up because she left him a big yerusha, mevarach dayan emes al misasa. So he makes a dayan emes on the fact that his wife passed away. But once again, he'll make a shechiyanu on the yerusha as well. I don't know if he'll necessarily make that bracha in front of her sons if it's a second marriage. Okay, but anyway, let's move on here, because that's happens to be the halacha. The halacha is the husband's yeresh, the okay, but you work things through, so you work it out. Okay, anyway, I'm not going to talk about halacha on these sensitive issues here of Yerusha. Speak to your local posek. Sif Gimel Yud Aleph. Someone buys chadash. A guy goes ahead and he acquires a brand new smooth digs house. Okana Caleb Chadashim. Or he buys new types of items, kalim, utensils, or any types of goods, smooth threads. Kalim chadash, you buy new clothes, a new suit. Afilu haya lo kayote ba'elu tchila. Even if you had similar ones to this before, but you bought new smooth threads. O kana v'chazar v'kana. Or you acquired it, and then you acquired the same thing again. Mivarech al kol pam. Every time you go ahead and you acquire it, you'll make a shechiyanu. The lav davka chadashim. This is not specifically brand new items. Du adin liyishanim. Same thing would be if these are old items. Imheim chadashim lo. If they are new to him, shalom hayu elu shalom meolam. If these were never his at all, right? So let's say you go ahead and you buy off Pat Riley one of his smooth Armani suits. Okay? So he has his Armani suit. So it's old suit, but for you, those are nice smooth threads. So you're gonna make a shechiyanu on the smooth threads that you just bought, even though they are used, even though they're old. Below Amru Chadashim Ella La Fuke im Micharan v'chazar Knan. Okay, the only time we'll talk about chadashim is to exclude if you sold them and then you went ahead and acquired them. So let's see what's going on here. Bana, sifkat nidal, bana. You built a house. Uha didn't kana buy it. Same thing would be when you buy a house, you make a shechiyanu. Vidavka gisha bana o kana la'atma. Specifically, when you built the house or bought the house for yourself. Adalim yesh lo shutvus. But if you buy a house together with a partner, you buy a building together with a partner, each of the partners say what bracha? Hatova meitiv, because the good has impacted not only you but others. The alkein, kol shabano, o kanu beis knesses, and therefore he says a kihila that builds or acquires a shul, yamod shliach tibur v'yivarech b'kol ram, hatova meitiv lo'otzi es kulam. The Shliach Tzibur should get up in front of the entire Kehila and say the bracha of Hatova Meitiv to be motzi the whole Kehila in the acquiring and the building of the shul.
So in the new base, we have the new basement. Can we say that?
Well. I don't know if you acquire. I don't know if it's your shul. I don't know if it's your shul. But I guess if you're a member, you're paying. Yeah, in a chinami, we'll see. That definitely doesn't hurt the answer of main to the bracha. Okay, Yud Beis. Is someone who's part of yeshiva considered like part of the kihila of a shul who pays dues? You pay for tuition. Maybe in a chinami. So you have a chelik in the. Good question. Yud Beis. Bayis Chadash. Who had been in Nisraf v'chazar ubno? The same would apply if the shul burnt down and you rebuilt it. Aval in Sisaro v'chazar ubno, but if you knocked down the shul building and you rebuilt it, there yesh deos v'achronim. There are different deos in the achronim who sveiko l'hakel, and since it's a machlokes, you don't make the bracha because it's sveik l'hakel. However, im hosif bo eiz ashura begova l'kule yam yeshavach. However, if you knock it down and you rebuild the building in a more elaborate and bigger way, so then for sure you make the bracha of Shachianu or Hatova Meiti, depending what the bracha is. Sifkat Yud Gimel, Kalin Chadoshim. Okay, Bein Malbushim, Bein Kleitas. Whether you're dealing with clothes, whether you're dealing with types of items that you use, right? Ushtia Vachila, Vechayote Bazet, Imheim Dvarim. Shalev ha'adam sameach behem. Okay, so kalim for that you use for some type of usage, for eating, for drinking, etc. If it's something that you are happy about when you acquire it, then you'll make the bracha of shachianu. Ani baroilo v'ashir baroilo. It's a subjective thing, depending on how rich you are and how poor you are. So to you, right, a plain glass cup, right, might not give you great simcha. But for an ani who gets a glass cup, he might have great simcha because all he's used to is the used plastic cup that he scoops out of the tolazar and simcha fit the shaleva. Okay, vayem b'siv vav, and check out siv vav. Achen he says, imu ashir gadol, if he's a very rich guy, shafilu kelim yikarim v'chashuvim. Even very expensive kalim, ain't nechshavin lo, they don't mean anything to him, the ain't sameach behen, and he doesn't have any simcha from it, lo yivarech, there he would not make a bracha. Uvekniyat svarim, okay, so here the bracha is purely based on the simcha that he's deriving from these items, okay? Not on the, like for example, the toeles that he got from, let's say, a big Yerusha. Uvekniyat svarim, Yesh Deos Bein Ha'achronim Im Yivarech Aleihem. And when it comes to acquiring a Seifa, a nice, smooth, six-set Dirshu Mishnah Brura, and you get great Simcha, you buy a big Shas, so there's a big Machlokes in the Achronim, if you make a Bracha on Svarim, Mishum De Mitzvos Lav Lehanos Nidnu, because Mitzvos are not for Hanah, Uv'chai Adam Mitzadeid, Chai Adam writes, if you're running after the sefer trying to find it, the sameach b'kniyasa, and you got such simcha in you that you got the sefer, the mivarech, you'll make the bracha. Shari bracha zu nitzkinu al simcha. The bracha is on the simcha below al tashmish, and not on the usage. So even though the usage is one of mitzvah, the simcha that you get is from having that sefer. Like I have that sefer. Ukelakame b'siv dalid, the kain kasav amoratzia. Valkain ain limchos diyanam avarech. If you see someone who gets a real geschmack out of the sefer that he buys and he makes a bracha of shechianu on it, don't go and rough him up over it. Sif katan yud dalid hayalo afilu hayalo kayote ba'elu tchila. Even if he had things like it originally, when he gets a new one he's happy about, You make it a bracha. Every time you get a nice new tie, it gives you simcha. Yud Dalid. So hayalo, that's what he said. Afilu hayalo kayotzi ba'elu. Mr. Brura, miyirusha savosav. Even if he had them already from a yerusha, the mikomakom klizeh chadashu le'inyan kniya. So even though he had these items already, still this kli is new to him with respect to Kenyan. The Kasav Oth, Dafilu Kana V'Chazav Kana. And not only if you had the Yerusha, and then you went ahead and did what? You went ahead and you acquired the Chazar V'Kana, and you acquired more of the same, the Vizer Aflin in Kniya, even with respect to acquiring it, Lav Chadashu, it's not new. Shahare Yeshlo Kalim, right? Ka'elu Knios Mikvar, because you already had Kalim like this from a prior Kinyan. Afilu Hachi Kli Zu Chadashu Yetzlo. This Kli is new. So you go ahead, you buy a suit, and then 3 months later, you buy the same suit, and you have Simcha from it. Okay, even though now you have two suits, but you have Simcha from it, you go ahead and you make another bracha, especially if you get a nice different suit. Shechiyono, because who else is better for you to be suit? Your wife? She thinks she looks smooth? Okay, maybe, I don't know if that's considered a test of love. Although, the truth is, for me, I could just wear the same suit and just buy new ties, and my wife... But it's a bigger symbol for my wife when I buy a suit than when I buy a suit. Okay, Tezvav, Shechiyanu, the Yizayer Levarech Tekef, although she says, you're a Rebbe, you have to look good, you have to look, you know, presentable. Anyway, the Yizayer Levarech Tekef, and you should make sure to say the Shechiyanu immediately when you acquire these things, Kodem Shi Yisragel, before you get used to it. The Yistalakat Simcha B'menu, because if you, right, and the Simcha leaves you, if you, right, if you're wearing the suit already for 3 months, you can't make a Shechiyon anymore because the Simcha's gone. Simchat in Tezayin, Lafuke in Mecharon, this is, why is it called Chadashim? Even though if you buy old things but it's new to you, you make it. It's to exclude a scenario where if you sold it and bought it back. Vafilu imheim Chadashim, Shlonish Bamesh Behem Adayin. Even if it's new and you didn't use it yet, if you sold it and bought it back, okay, make sure you understand this. I might have said it when I originally read the Shulchan Aruch, I might have said it incorrectly, but earlier, as we just saw in the Mishnah Brura, when it said, Okana v'chazer v'kana, it's talking about the same item, but multiple items. You didn't sell it away and got and acquire back the same item. It means the same item type, but you're now buying a second one, so that's when you would make another Shechiyanu. But if it's the item itself that you sold away and then bought it back, so that even if it was brand new and you sold it and then acquired it back, you would not go ahead and make a brachah of Shechiyanu. Mikol makom kevan shekvar dash bahen less bahen simcha, since you already acquired it and utilized it, even if you didn't mamish utilize it for its purpose, okay, it's been gone through acquisition and things like that, there is no simcha. What about the issue of, let's say you were renting an apartment and afterwards you bought it. So you're already living there. Now you bought it. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that there you would make a Shechiyanu because you have simcha, obviously the fact that you now acquired it. Okay? Sif Dalid. Bishas HaKinyan. Continue on here. B'shas ha-kinyin, yesh lo levarech, af al pi she'adayin, lo nishtamech lehem. At the time of the kinyin, you should make the bracha, even though you did not, what? You did not use it yet. You make the bracha at the time of the acquisition, not at the time of the usage. She'ena bracha ela al yidei simchas halei. The bracha is for the simcha that you get, shu sameach b'kniyasa, that you're getting in the acquiring of it. Ugisha yil v'shem, and when you wear it, you mevarech malbish arumim. You make the bracha of malbish arumim when you're actually wearing the clothes that you bought. But when you buy the suit, you say the shechiyanu, not when you wear it. Sif katan yitzayin, v'shas hakinyin, v'dafkin kana beged sheroi love show tekev. It's only if you acquire the beged that you, it's very important, that you can wear right away. Avalam kana shum davar she'ena roi love show. What happens if you buy it, you can't wear it right away because you have to do, you know, you have to bring it to the tailor, right? Or the shamish bo kamoshu, you could use the item right away the way it is. Rach shesarach litein l'uman. But rather, you have to do what? You have to give it to an uman to fix. Lo yivar shechiyanu. Then you should not go ahead. You have to give it to a tailor to fix. You shouldn't make a shechiyanu. Actually, asha shi yil bat shebeged. Then you make shechiyanu only when you wear it. Oh, yishtamesh v'akli, or when you're going to use the kli, if the kli has to be picked up. Sif katan yud ches malbish arumim ainu kodem shechianu. That is before you say the bracha of malbish arumim, before the shechianu. Achenim lovesh. What does he mean? What does he mean? What does he mean before the shechianu? In a case where you would make the shechianu, achenim lovesh habeged shachris. However, if you're wearing the clothes in the morning, yachal aseis birchas, you could be yosei the bracha of malbish arumim shebevarach birchas, that you'll be saying in birchas ha shachar. Ad kan zelo yosei.